website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us as we face the issues. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. Lest I forget it, and oftentimes I do, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. We'll be talking about today, in part, no place to hide. No place to hide. What do I mean by that? I recall Corrie ten Boom, a Dutch lady that back during the Holocaust would hide, she and her family in Holland, Dutch Holland, had developed and built a room in their home for the Jewish people to be able to hide to protect them from the slaughter of Hitler in that era. But what if there's no place to hide? What if we come to a point and place and time in society where everything you do, everything, every place you go, every word you speak, everything you write, all that you buy, anything that you sell, will be all watched, recorded, you're traced, tracked, persecuted, and prosecuted as a result of that, and all of that taking place at the hands of one person, one man. The Bible calls him the lawless one, the man of sin,
son of perdition,
the son of perdition, the Antichrist. And ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the stage being set, the puzzle being put together, the plans being made, and it's through the artificial intelligence that's exponentially being developed and increasingly autonomous. We'll talk about that in part today, and I'm thankful to have one of our four sons today. Greg is with us. He is visiting from the southern tip of heaven, the northeast point of Tennessee. Greg, I am delighted that you're here. Thankful that you made that a long, long trip safely. And you and your bride are with us. You're here to visit mom and pop and grandson Eli. I'm delighted that you're here. Tell us about it.
Well, I'll tell you, when your grandson's birthday is upon you, you have to come and hang out. Papa and Mimi have to come hang out with little Eli. 7:30 this morning, you hear me, Eli proclaiming from his room, "Mimi, Mimi, it's wake time. It's wake time." So he's ready to go. It's his birthday. He's ready to have some fun.
He's looking forward to it. Ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about the issues each and every day, we do so from a central biblicist viewpoint. Central biblicist viewpoint simply means that all that we see taking place locally, nationally, statewide, internationally, globally, we look at it through the prism of the Word of God. What does the Word of God say? Everything that we see in the realm of the home, the family, the church, civil government, is all recorded in the Scripture. There's nothing that surprises God. There's nothing that God's Word hasn't already covered in relationship to what to expect and where we're going as a world. And so we need to be very cognizant of that and realize that it's the truth book. It is the Word of God that is the truth. Jesus said in John 8:31-32, as he's talking with his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth. And further, he makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, thy word is truth. And ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 117:2, the scripture says the truth of the Lord endures forever. We need to see that's the only thing that is truth, that has eternal value and does not change. Everything changes. Politics changes. The world is changing. It seems that morals and ethics and values are diminishing, but yet the word of God remains the same. It is truth today, truth yesterday, and shall be truth eternally. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that to be true today, if I can use that turn on the word. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said that in America today, the major problem is the decline of truth. We find truth is not adhered to. Truth is not sought after. Truth is not viewed as being important. In fact, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made this statement. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I challenge us with that today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment, as well as the questions you might have about the professional, as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flag there, 165-foot flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Based on that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you are working in. They're closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. We'd love to hear your dialogue and discussion on the issue today, but let me kind of do a little preliminary monologue to introduce where we're going. Then Greg and I'll be talking about it and other things that I believe are relevant in society today, especially to the Christian conservative patriot community in our world, in our nation, and in the areas that we're broadcasting in. Ladies and gentlemen, according to the Bible, the last days in this old world, a man, one man, a supernatural, demonically powered individual will rule this whole world. At your leisure, open your Bible. And if you're driving, don't open it now. But in your leisure, open your Bible and study Revelation, the 13th chapter, verses 1 through 18, which is encompassing of the entire chapter. You'll find when the man of sin, the Antichrist, the lawless one, the one that steps onto the scene after the rapture of the church, he will have demonic, satanic powers. The Bible says that he will be slain with a mortal wound. The false, phony religious leader, the false prophet, will have demonic powers, and by demonic powers, will be able to raise the Antichrist from the dead, which according to Revelation chapter 13, verse 3, 4, and 5, will cause the whole world to follow after him, to be at his feet, groveling at his feet, because he's been resurrected from the dead. He is viewed as being superhuman, supernatural, with supernatural demonic powers. And that will be so. But ladies and gentlemen, he will seem to be all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful. And this man, ladies and gentlemen, will be able to track, trace, follow, control everything that's bought, everything that's sold, every place that you go, all financial issues, all social issues, all political issues will be in that one man's hands, because the Antichrist will be given the power by Satan himself, according to the Word of God. So just how will this take place? Will the Antichrist really be able to understand and know all of this? Well, the Bible says in Daniel, the 8th chapter, verse 23, 24, and 25, that the Antichrist will be able to understand dark sayings. Simply put, the Antichrist will have supernatural insight and understanding of things that the normal human being will not see, know, or hear. But ladies and gentlemen, because the Antichrist will be literally Satan incarnate. Just as when Jesus Christ came into the world, he was God incarnate. He was the God-man. The Antichrist will be the Satan Superman. He will be Satan's tool to be used in the hand of Satan. His power will be of satanic, demonic power. And yet today, ladies and gentlemen, the stage is being set. The implements are being put into place. We're watching the artificial intelligence being developed. There are a lot of other things come into play with this, ladies and gentlemen. But I want us to understand that what is taking place today with what is called artificial intelligence, I believe, is the final link, the final piece of the puzzle to be put in place in the preparation for the rapture of the church and the man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, to step on the scene and rule the world. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is not hypothetical. This is not conspiracy theory. This is not, well, what I might think. It's what the Bible says will take place, ladies and gentlemen. It's something that is factual and not fictional. It is something that is absolute and not arbitrary and capricious, because the Word of God said it. Can you think of any better way to set the stage for the Antichrist to have all of the implements, all of the tools in his hands to do the tracing, the tracking, the following, and the total control of humanity in the world? And this will happen after the, listen carefully, I'll do a little parenthetical footnote, then I'm going to ask Greg to respond to some of the thoughts in relationship to this. The question is, ladies and gentlemen, are you familiar with the fact that the next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church? If you've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, if you've been blood bought, Bible saved, born again, you will not be here. I won't be here when the Antichrist steps on the scene. Yes, the Christian will go through persecution and prosecution, and we will have some introduction to what the Bible calls tribulation. We're doing that today as Christians. Christians are being persecuted and prosecuted today through the DOJ with Merrick Garland as the puppet for the Biden administration. Christians are being persecuted and prosecuted if you go to the school board and you challenge the sodomite lifestyle and agenda, the LGBTQ agenda that's being taught in the schools. You're called a domestic terrorist. As Christians, if you stand out on the sidewalk and you read the Bible or you pray in front of a murder clinic called an abortion clinic, ladies and gentlemen, you're persecuted and prosecuted in America. If you take a stand and say that the election was stolen in 2020 and 2022, you're persecuted and prosecuted. If you question the COVID jab as being a mass genocide that was planned and perpetrated on society and the globe in general, then you are persecuted and prosecuted for standing for truth. So we're watching the exponential increase of the persecution and prosecution. But it's nothing in comparison to what it will be when the Antichrist steps on the scene after the rapture of the church. Let me remind you again, the telephone number is 904-831-0917. Greg, you've heard the monologue. What are your thoughts about where we're going, what is taking place, and don't want us to go to the end of the road, but just basically looking at the stage being set. What do you see? What is your insight on that?
As the pieces come together, and you've covered a lot of it, as the pieces come together with AI, and we're getting closer and closer to what's called a digital singularity, where basically all of the information available is gobbled up. It is available in a single source, artificial intelligence. And that single source begins to grow and develop on its own. That's taking place already to some degree. AI is writing its own code in order to fulfill tasks. AI is engaging in disinformation, misinformation, deception in order to manipulate. It recently hired a person to get past CAPTCHA, the digital check to make sure that the computer is dealing with a human. So it acquires a human to help it get past the computer checkpoint. It's amazing how that has already taken place. But beyond that, you know, all of this information, all of this AI needs to, if you will, come under one roof. Right now, you have multiple feeds, at least four major players in the game, multiple feeds, multiple players, all attempting to achieve the same mark. By the way, when they achieve that mark, oh my goodness, movies have been, hit the big screen with such a dystopian view, a digital dystopian view. But we see the coming together, if you will, at least in the United States, through a piece of legislation called the Restrict Act. Now, they can change the name, they can change the parameters, but if you legally govern something, you need to legally monitor that something, right? Understand, right now, government doesn't have the legal, lawful right to do what they did in coming into Twitter and regulate who can and who can't talk, who will be muted, and who they were doing that, I believe, illegally in violation of our First Amendment. But if legislation is passed that allows them to look at TikTok and look at Facebook and look at, then all the things that they were doing unlawfully have a cover of lawfulness. Understand, this potentially puts all things under a single roof, government. This Antichrist is not going to rule, if you will, from Twitter. He's not going to rule from TikTok. He's not going to rule from Google. He's going to rule as a government leader. Mm-hmm. He will have authority as a government leader. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is that the net is being drawn, and these things are being pulled together under a single umbrella, and it may very well be the Restrict Act that gives the lawful authority for that AI, for that, because AI is already operating. It's already, it's part of the crawler system within, whether it's a search engine in Google or whether it's a tracking methodology within TikTok, or we can explore each one of those. But they all need to fall under kind of the same roof, the same umbrella. And that's what we're seeing taking place even today.
Well, when it comes to the artificial intelligence, I believe some of our listeners may be in a quandary. What really does that connote? Now, Greg, this is my little elemental analysis of that. You have the huge computer banks. They call them, some of them calling them in the cloud. Nothing is in the cloud. It's all stored in the large computer banks. And as I understand it in the research on that subject, you have the computer banks, warehouses of them, over here, over there. And they're talking about now being able to network them together to give what I would call, for lack of a better term, a super computer in order to do what we're calling now the artificial intelligence. Am I thinking right?
You're thinking just like the writers of Terminator were thinking, just like the writers of Eagle Eye were thinking, just like the writers of iRobot were thinking. Just, we could go down the list. And each one of those, they're trying to disconnect this thing that's run amok. They're trying to pull the plug, and over. It's amazing how, your sci-fi writers of a decade ago, two decades ago, half a century ago, you step back to Star Trek and they were on the USS Enterprise talking to the computer. The computer was responding and doing tasks. We're talking to our computers. People are walking in the door saying, Alexa, turn on the air conditioner. Alexa, do this. We're talking to our computers and it's performing tasks for us. What happens when that computer is then seeing humanity as a bug, if you will, something, an invader? By the way, folks, I say that and I tongue-in-cheek a little bit, but the reality is, we have the United Nations and all these other organizations that have identified humanity as a scourge on the planet. Understand, mm-hmm. When you breathe, you're breathing out. That's carbon dioxide. That's supposed to be a pollutant. Understand where we're going with this, folks? Very quickly, if you ask AI to fix the problem of global warming, and the people that are entering all this data into AI, they're telling it that global warming is caused by human activity. Global warming is caused by carbon emissions. Global warming is caused by humans. All of a sudden, humans are the enemy. Humans are so these dystopian digital writers of yesteryear and of the past, couple of years. These folks had it right. You know, these systems may very well, under the, I believe, the authority of the Antichrist, make all this stuff seem like it's good. Think in each one of those movies, the end game was to reduce population or wipe out humanity. And that's what was going on in Terminator. A lot of you folks are going, "What in the world is he talking? What in the world is he talking about?" But the reality is, the Antichrist will be unleashed on this world, and quite frankly, Satan wants to take as many with him to hell as he possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
So the death and destruction we see biblically in that Revelation text, it'll be off the charts. You know, you'll have 3.5 years of crazy and 3.5 years of crazy on steroids, based on what my Bible says.
7 years in total, what is called the days of the tribulation. Greg, we already have things like Google, Yahoo, Instagram, Twitter, et cetera. Elon Musk just revealed in his interview with Tucker Carlson that the federal government had a back door to watch everything on Twitter, not just occasionally, but everything that was on Twitter. Everything that was a personal Twitter, personal text, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, whatever was going through Twitter, every tweet, if you please. Should we think that somehow, some way, that's not already taking place on every other social media platform?
I would believe it certainly is taking place. Of course, keep in mind, folks, the notion of privacy that we have codified in our Constitution and Amendment 4. That's something that's, the deep state, your FBI types, CIA types, they presume that's not applicable to them. There are no limitations on them. I'm going to remind folks, in 1973, I think that's when the Watergate Tower was broken into, DNC headquarters broken into by the plumbers led by G. Gordon Liddy. G. Gordon Liddy, the G-man, he was the G-man, he was the government man because he was former FBI. And he took a handful of guys with him, the plumbers, that entered Watergate Tower. I'm going to remind you folks, every one of those folks that G. Gordon Liddy took in with him were former FBI and former CIA. Today, undercover, current badged credentialed CIA, badged credentialed FBI are violating civil rights left and right. And it's being done while they are in the agencies, in the deep state. I believe they think themselves the rightful leaders of society, the oligarchs that should rule the world. How do you fix that? How do you fix that when they're operating, the FBI is operating under the Department of Justice that has no desire to seek justice? Justice is, a protection methodology for the leftist, and all the agencies, all the accoutrements of government are to be used to advance their agenda and crush their perceived political foes. What do you do when justice is no more? CIA? Who in the world does the CIA answer to anymore? Who in the world? I mean, 60 years ago, JFK was killed, okay? And parts of the investigation were put under lock and key. That's a deep state secret. Back when Ronald Wilson Reagan was in office, that time had run out. They could no longer keep it undercover unless it was extended. It was extended under Ronald Wilson Reagan, and I do not blame Ronald Reagan. His right-hand man was George Herbert Walker Bush, former, I believe, assistant director within the CIA.
That's right.
Why do you think for 60 years we've called that a national secret? What kind of secret's being kept from us? How much involvement did the CIA have in taking out the president of the United States? I do know this. Between the years 2016 and today, the CIA has a lot to do with pursuing and undermining and trying to destroy a former president of the United States, the 45th president of the United States. We know they're in it up to their eyeballs. And the FBI as well. I'm going to remind you one more time. Kleinsmith, attorney with the FBI. What did he do when he was asked about Carter Page? Is Carter Page a CIA asset? he asks the CIA, and the CIA writes back, yes, Carter Page is an asset. And Klein Smith decided he was going to change that email so it didn't reflect that, and submit that information to a FISA judge in order to extend a FISA warrant on Carter Page so he could have an inside view in the Trump campaign and the Trump White House. And guess what? According to federal law, I believe that's multiple felonies. I believe according to federal law, there are like mandatory minimums on that kind of stuff. I believe according to federal law, a lot of people would go to jail for decades for doing something like that. I believe Klein Smith had his license suspended for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Is that justice, folks?
None. Greg, hold your thought there for a moment. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Young Blood Plan, how are you gentlemen doing today?
Doing well. I pray that you are.
Doing good. Doing good. The correct term for that is something called client-server architecture. Basically, you can have farms of computers, and using the network, what they call the cloud, they can share computational power and manage information. There's a terminology in computer programming called GIGO, garbage in, garbage out. So it's up to the programmer, whenever he's making a program, to determine how it's going to interact with an actual human being. So what we're seeing with the advent of artificial intelligence, we're seeing the ABC companies like Google, Facebook, Meta, their programmers having an agenda. They are using that agenda and programming that in. The other thing, too, is it's all now connected. There used to be something called duplex, full duplex, and half duplex. So if you're like me and you grew up in the 70s, you can hear somebody when you pick up the phone. And the way it is all integrated now, they put, instead of copper wire, now cell phones can operate. So your cell phone has an RFID, so everything is tracked, including your metadata. Gentlemen?
So what you're telling me is they already have the methodology to tap anything and everything? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, sir. And if you recall, after the World Trade Center there was an act that was enacted underneath Bush 43 called the Patriot Act. Mm. It allowed them to, in particular, to monitor what they call metadata, which your phone is constantly, even if your phone, there's a reason why you can't take your phone, a battery out. They're telling
That's
you
right.
that it's dangerous. But the real reason is that thing's on. Its GPS is on. Its speaker is on. It's, you know, it's transmitting ping data. You're walking around with a monitoring device in your pocket. 85% of the world, current population of the world, now possesses a phone which is called a smartphone.
Yep.
So you're already being tracked.
It's smart. It's looking and listening and monitoring. It knows your voice. It knows you're the one driving the car. It knows you're the one that didn't stop at that last stop sign. It knows you're the one that's not traveling your normal route. Therefore, maybe you ought to be red flagged. It knows you're the one that just stopped and took out, you know, $500 from the teller ATM. It knows you're the one that either voted or didn't vote. It knows you're the one that right on down the list. Essentially, when AI is turned loose on you, if you're targeted, good luck. Good luck, folks. They already have everything on you. I think the only thing that kind of puts the last cog into this thing, the last meshing of gears, the last rubber that meets the road, is how do you force everybody into the mark? I think that's coming, and the mark comes, I believe, when we have a massive identity theft type of thing, and they go, well, everybody needs to personally be linked to their devices. Can you imagine? We're now. Because you've got that mark in your hand or mark in your forehead, RFID tag, whatever, where you have to mate with your phone so they are sure, you know, all the way down to a genetic level, they're sure it's you. It's not just your voice, not just your facial recognition. They're sure it's you. And I think that day is coming really, really soon. We want to make sure your account doesn't get taken over. It's going to be for our security, folks.
Absolutely. Everything we've done has been for our security, for our benefit. It's reading that's brought in. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Greg Youngblood, one of our four sons. We're talking about some of the things that we need to be aware of today. There's no place to hide. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. About 70 U.S. diplomatic personnel were evacuated from Sudan's capital city over the weekend as fierce fighting continues in that African nation. Most Americans say they don't want to see President Biden run for re-election in 2024. 70% of those surveyed in a brand new NBC News poll don't support another Biden candidacy. His age was cited as a major concern. The president, who is 80, is expected to announce his re-election bid this week. The poll also shows voters not too enthusiastic about the idea of a 2020 rematch between Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. Bed Bath & Beyond is starting to wind down its operations after filing for bankruptcy protection. The struggling retailer is seeking a buyer for all or some of its businesses. This is SRN News.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that can sound scary if we're not aware of what the Word of God says. I believe that in days and times that we're living in, I've said, and I just got through this semester in the college teaching theology proper, which is the doctrine of the study of God, and I just made comment to the students during the course of the semester. I believe that we're living in some exciting days because we're seeing some things transpire taking place today that's the unfurling, the unfolding of the eschatological prophetic truth of the Word of God. We're living in an era that no other era, no other people have been able to experience as we are today. I've seen the pages of Scripture, the prophetic Word of God leaping off the pages into the news media, because that's what's happening. They're not calling it that. I understand it. But we're watching God's Word come to light. I believe we were talking with Jim just before the news break. We'll talk with Jim. Jim, what are your further questions or thoughts or comments as we're talking about this very serious subject today? By the way, not just with AI, but part of AI is the digital currency that we're about to go into that links with AI, which would be the tracing and tracking of every human being with what's bought, sold, et cetera, fulfilling what the Scripture says in Revelation, the 13th chapter. What say you?
I say it's on the way. I do have a question. Dark secrets. By chance, do you know offhand what the Greek word that they're using?
Well, that would not be in Greek. That's the Old Testament, so that'd be in Hebrew, and literally translated would simply mean when it talks about the, and I'll read that, and to the latter time of the kingdom, speaking about the Antichrist, when the transgressors are come in full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. And the Scripture further says, and his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power, and he shall destroy wonderfully, that is amazing destruction, and shall prosper, that is, be successful, and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. It's talking about the Antichrist understanding, and when it says dark sentences, it's talking about things that the normal human being does not understand. We would call them mysteries, or we would call them things that are in the demonic world in communication and not in the human realm. That's literally what it is meaning.
Okay. Yeah, I thought maybe there was, because you know sometimes a Greek word can be interpreted, you know, depending on what the precursor and the postcursors are.
Oh, absolutely.
I didn't know if it was written in Greek or not.
And throughout Scripture, you'll find that the context dictates what the word says and what it means. When it says dark, it means unknown, unseen, mysterious, that's only found in what you and I would call the demonic world. He would understand those sentences or words or communication. And that goes back to the pointing of what we're talking about today about the Antichrist. And it's because he is supernatural. He is demonic. He is controlled by Satan. He is Satan's Superman. And as a result of that, we're placing his tools in his hands now that he'll be able to know, see, understand, and follow. Because until just, how would you say, the last 50 years, theologians and the best theological minds could not understand how is it that the Antichrist could do that. The more we're seeing today, the more current we are being brought up to what the Scripture is telling us, we understand. Now, we don't have it fully. We cannot say de facto that this is it, but we're watching the pieces of the puzzle come together. Jim, thank you so much for your call. It's always a delight
to have
you join us on the broadcast. Have a blessed day. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me on. I'd like this weekend, I had a great weekend. I did a lot of research, and I ran into a debate between a climatologist and I think it was five members of Congress who are, of course, greenies, and they're got all the gloom and doom. But I want to ask Greg, what percentage of the atmosphere is CO2?
that's interesting, because I've seen that question posed from a congressman to a climatologist, and it's amazing how they hem and haw. What answer did you come up with?
It's right now, it's about 0.04.
Yeah, did you see the historical on that? When you extrapolate backwards and they pull the mixture, the ratio out of amber from, they say millions of years ago, I say thousands of years ago. Have you seen some of that data?
Yeah, they said that what caused about 2 million years ago, what caused the formation of coal is the CO2. Evidently, there was no volcanic activity, and CO2 dropped so low that all the forest died off. And
yeah,
that's why you find coal about 800 feet deep.
Yeah, well, they come up with some really random and wild stuff. A lot of great observations and a lot of horrible, ridiculous conclusions, even to the millions of years model. But I've seen data that's been all over the place where carbon in the atmosphere has been higher and it's been lower and all this sort of stuff. When you step back in time and cataclysmic events took place, tell me, was it human activity? Was it SUVs rolling around that caused that? When 300 years ago, we had a temperature spike, if you will. Was it the SUVs running around 300 years ago? Was it too many people on the planet?
Yeah.
It's ludicrous. It's ludicrous, isn't it? Some of the stuff they come out with, somebody have to be a complete buffoon to believe some of the garbage that AOC and Greta, whatever, what's her name?
Thunberg.
All this stuff. You go, poor girl. I mean, she is just petrified. She's been programmed to believe that stuff. If you're an adult and you still believe this stuff, after watching them for 50 years with like 100 different failed predictions, you know, they always say science is important because science is predictive. Well, they can't tell you what the weather's going to be like tomorrow, but they want to tell you what the temperature's going to be 100 years from now and scare you to death, get you petrified, because they know that when they have you scared, they can manipulate you. And that's all this is about. It's manipulation. They admit that carbon in the atmosphere is about
1/600th as impactful as moisture in the atmosphere, but they can't track moisture the same way, and they can't blame moisture on humans, so instead they decide to focus on carbon, because they can regulate you. When they talk about regulating carbon, what they're saying is, we're going to regulate you, but they never say you. It's, we're going to save the planet, we're going to regulate carbon. That is the most ludicrous. People that buy that, I'm thinking they must have failed science, you know, beginning Earth Sciences 101. They had to have failed that class to believe the garbage that's being taught to them on a daily basis in classrooms and poured out over the news. And I'm putting air quotes around that news thing.
Yeah, Greg, if you look at it, if it falls low, if the carbon falls low, plant life suffers.
Oh, yeah.
But what happens when it goes high, you start growing watermelons and beans and lettuce and all these things. Their growth actually speeds up because that's the fertilizer to them. So I do think there is a range.
Well, you know, I've got a bigger one for you, Tom. I've got a bigger one for you. I'm going to explain this to those PhDs out there, you know, those folks with post-hole diggers. Yeah. You got a PhD in the sciences. I want you to explain to me how, as the Earth's temperature goes up and down, so also Mars and Venus, their temperature goes up and down. I think there's a common feature. It's a big old ball of fire in the sky, and we call that the sun. It sits in the middle of our galaxy, the middle of our solar system. And in the midst of our solar system, that big ball of fire, it has things going on. It's called sunspots. And when that sunspot activity reaches the maximum, our temperature goes up a little bit. And when that sunspot activity falls to a minimum, our temperature goes down a little bit. In that, now see that that's pretty simple. I can get that. Now, granted, I believe that we can have some on the fringes. Human activity can have some minimal impact, but God designed this planet in such a way that when you spew out more carbon, you know what happens? More greening takes place. More
Amen.
Plants grow,
exactly.
And the more plants grow, the more carbon they absorb and take on. And you know what they put off? They put off that oxygen that us humans need. God designed a very well balanced system, and you know what? We're not going to ruin that because we raise some cows and then we raise some pigs and we eat some beef and we drive some SUVs. We're not going to ruin it from doing that, folks. And you're not going to fix anything by driving around an electric car.
They're politicizing it, Greg. It's politicized.
That's all. Absolutely.
In my research, also, I found out that why did you know the oil companies don't contribute it to the Democrats? That's why we're going to drive electric cars, I believe. They don't want TikTok. My grandson, I spent some time with him working on the airplane this weekend.
Awesome.
He's 31. He's very savvy. He said, "Papa, why don't you look at TikTok?" And I said, "Well, I don't know. I think it's probably a arm of the Chinese." He said, "Yeah, but the left can't control what they say." For instance, he showed me they had a labor riot in London. Have you heard about that? No. No, you haven't heard about that. We're living in a society where the news is totally just like Pravda or just like Goebbels under Hitler. We're living in that same system. They're controlling the news of what they want us to hear.
Yeah, if you watch the news, you're misinformed. If you don't watch the news, you're uninformed. If you do watch the news, you're misinformed. That's where we are today. I do have a challenge, a statement for believers. I think we're in the middle of Earth Month, or I think the other day was Earth Day, right?
Earth Day.
That started in 1970, I think.
Yes.
So this has been going around since just before I was born in October 19, October 11th. If anybody wants to send me a gift or birthday card, October 11th, just mark that down. So anyway, for every believer out there, I want to settle your hearts and minds on something. We have a biblical answer to this. Now, granted, we are to be good custodians of what God has blessed us with, but I would encourage you with the fact that Genesis 8:22 says, "While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease." Folks, we ain't going to break it. Now, and I'll tell you, at the back of the book, it says that elements are going to melt with a fervent heat. That is not because we gradually, slowly, over 5,000 years, got a little too hot and the sea levels rose. Matter of fact, God promised after the flood of Noah's day that he would not flood the earth again. He's not going to wipe the earth. He's not going to wipe the slate clean with water again, but he will melt it with a fervent heat. Matter of fact, when you read the descriptors of that in the Revelation text, you go, that's nuclear, folks. So yeah. don't worry about carbon causing your elements to melt with a fervent heat. That day is going to come, and we're going to get a new heaven and a new earth that God's going to prepare. But don't you worry one little bit because you're breathing too much or because those cows are passing flatulence too much. You're going to be all right.
That's right. Yeah. Tom, thank you so much for your insight.
Let me ask one more thing. Have you seen where Biden is going to give transvestites, trans people who have had a trans surgery, $500 a month? And he's also
not unless he's going to get his son Hunter Biden to write the check, not unless it's coming out of the Biden trust accounts, not unless it's coming out of the Burisma deal or the China deal or the Russia deal. He ain't going to pay for it. You just said he's going to seize our money, steal the money that the taxpayers have put in the trough. What you're saying is he's going to force Americans to give to his pals. All right, just want to make sure we have clarification there.
Greg, let me ask you a question. He's also going to raise inheritance taxes horribly and income tax. In what we're seeing is that they're going to raise the taxes where you can't have a legacy. The Kennedys, they won't be anymore. And even your father or me, we won't be able to give our kids or grandkids anything because they're going to raise those taxes so high the kids don't get nothing. Aren't what we headed to is all the money is going to go to more benefits, more retirement, more salaries for government employees. The government employees will be the businessmen of the future, and the workers will just be the ones that pay for it all. Well, Isn't that the way we're headed?
Right. I've said for a long time we're coming to a point very quickly where it's the government class versus the people. Rather than government being of, by, and for the people, literally it's of, by, and for the government. And so you're absolutely right on that front. I'd like you to track every single leftist policy that touches your wallet. Every single leftist policy that touches your wallet. And I want you to check me, see if I'm right. Every single one of those policies rewards dereliction and punishes achievement. Literally just the opposite of what our Bible calls for. Those leftist policies reward dereliction and punish achievement.
Absolutely.
Am I right? I want y'all to, folks listening, test that. Tell me if I'm right. Call in and tell me I'm wrong and show me where I'm wrong on that.
If you want to test it, go down to City Hall, the Puzzle Palace, and you'll see a whole bunch of incompetent people who don't have no clue what the person sitting in the next cubicle is doing.
Tom,
they ran me all through that thing, and I wound up to the lady next to the lady that ran me all through it. So,
Tom, these folks in government, about 99% of them have never signed the front of a check. They've always signed the back of the check. They have no earthly idea how businesses run. They just look at those folks running successful businesses, and they figure they've got something I don't have. You'll check me on that one. That's AOC's retort all the time. You know, that's Bernie Sanders' retort, but the man's worth millions and millions. He's been ripping off people for a long time, I guess.
Yes. You know,
sure does seem to. He runs around in an R8. What is that, a $500,000 automobile? He has multiple houses, but he always begrudges people with multiple houses. I'd like for him to look in the mirror. For every one of these leftists that are sitting on hundreds of millions of dollars, like Nancy Pelosi, by the way, how'd she do that? You know, $176,000 a year salary, but she's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Inside track club. You know, she's one of the rightful oligarchs. She looks in the mirror and she sees somebody that should run the world. AOC looks in the mirror. She sees somebody that should run the world. She couldn't run the bar. Okay. That is a failed bar. That's a failed barmaid right there. And she's trying to tell you she has the knowledge to rewrite our entire economy. I mean, it would be laughable if it weren't so horrible and destructive.
Hmm.
That's amazing.
That's their goal, Greg. That's the ultimate goal, is have the government workers to where they're incompetent, but they make huge salaries on the backs of the people who do the work.
Yeah, there was a movie that kind of fit this. It's called Idiocracy. By the way, don't watch that movie, folks. You will be dumber for it. But the movie basically is on the premise that we've elevated every ludicrous idea, ludicrous person to the highest points and places in government. And you fast forward, you know, a couple hundred years, this movie does, and lunacy prevails. The book written by Dr. Lawrence Peters, The Peter Principle, kind of says the same thing. You know, as governance grows within business or government itself, you know, the cream doesn't rise to the top. Many times the, you know, most derelict rise to the top. You know, when you have somebody in your department or agency in government, and that person's a troublemaker, that person's an incompetent, what do you do? What's the easiest way to get rid of them? You can't fire them in government. I mean, I watched a lady, promote them. That's right. You promote them and send them to a different department. So that's the Peter Principle at work. I heard of a lady that literally came into her office, government office, right here in Duval County, and she would come into her office to answer phones each day, and she would forward every line, turn the lights off, lock the door, and go to sleep underneath her desk. It took them 6 months of documenting that garbage before they finally let her go. And that's in 25 years, I only saw them let go two people, and that's the kind of ludicrous stuff that was done. So individuals that didn't do their job any other way, I guess it's okay. If you do your job super slow, I guess it's okay. And that's where we are in government. And they sit down. I used to watch them in an agency. I won't call the name. Locally, you had little bureaucrats in there pulling nearly six-figure salaries decades ago. And all day, every day, coming up with, you know, harebrained schemes to regulate the people more. Understand, when you ask for government, they always say this government is to help you, is to look out for you, is to make you more secure. No. It's intended to control every nuance of your life.
That's the whole goal.
Tom, to make more tax money to pay more salaries.
Absolutely. Right. Tom, thank you so much for your call. And keep looking up where our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hey, you know, I'm not a scientist or anything, but I just use my common sense and my memory. Do you remember, brother, when this liar, Al Gore, came out with that film, the science fiction film?
Yes. I think he called that.
He was mentioning that by so many years, Alaska was going to disappear.
Right.
All islands were going to disappear. And he even got some Grammys. And he got an Oscar.
Over Inconvenient Truth, which was full of lies.
Go.
Yeah, every one of those inconvenient truths turned out to be horrible lies, right?
That's what I want to see. All those liberals to be faced with. Wait a minute. You guys gave an award and you said that this is gospel. What happened? Has anything disappeared? Had anything come to pass? But I guess people have such a short memory that they don't think about those things. But it hit me when you were talking. And people, I don't know what happened with people nowadays. I guess they go on TikTok, 20 seconds, 40 seconds, and that's what it is. And they don't use their brain like we used to. But common sense tell you, everything that he said in that film is a lie. So they keep pushing that lie. That's my comment. It is crazy. It is crazy, brother. And the real global warming is when the our Lord King is going to burn everything. That's what the Bible says here on earth. That's the one we have to be concerned. But thank God at that time we won't be here. We will be reigning with him. Thank you very much, brother. That's my comment.
Amen.
Thank you. Now, see what you just said? What Jose just said. You can't say that if you're on the House floor. By the way, on the House and Senate floors, they can say anything they want to about us. Understand that what they say on that floor cannot be tried in any court. You know that?
Most people don't know
that's a constitutional provision.
Right.
But if your name is Mayorkas and you're in front of a congressional committee and Marjorie Taylor Greene calls you a liar, you know that happened the other day?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was hilarious because I'm going, he is a liar, and the whole world knows he's a liar. And of course, she had just gotten onto Swalwell. That was kind of funny. Yeah. Y'all go back and look at the Swalwell commentary. You know, she called him out for his engagement with Fang Fang. But regardless, Mayorkas was protected because she called him a liar to his face. And all of a sudden, her words were stricken,
mm-hmm.
Her words were taken down, and she was made to be muted for the rest of her 5 minutes. I thought it was hilarious, though, because she was actually calling these people out for the liars they are. And guess what? Al Gore, former Tennessee senator, kind of scary. You know, I feel bad for the state of Tennessee when I think he was actually the senator there in the state of Tennessee for a time. Glad he was replaced by Fred Thompson, wasn't it?
Right.
I dearly departed. I love Fred Thompson. He was a good guy. But he was a liar. He is a liar. But he's made hundreds of millions of dollars by telling those lies. That's, you know, oftentimes it's follow the money, you'll find the truth. That's the case with him. Follow the money, you'll find the truth, because telling those lies involves a lot of money. Your scientist, your climatologist, by the way, you chase that rabbit someday. Find what it takes for the left to call you a climatologist. If you got credentials out the wazoo, that sounds kind of funny. But if you got stacks of credentials, but you don't have just a particular one, then you can't talk about the climate. You're not an authority, you know. But these climatologists that have been wrong every single time, they also get the money. They get the money at the spout, where the money comes out from government. Every single crazy research project you could possibly imagine dealing with climate always goes to your radical leftist climatologists that give the same old retort. It's an emergency. This is a catastrophic, anthropogenic, man-caused global warming, and we've got to do something about it.
And, Greg, if you will think for a moment, we see that all that is done being introduced by government is always to help us, to benefit and to better us. And right now we're on the very verge of the government's introduction of the electronic currency. How does that play into this big picture of artificial intelligence as far as tracing and tracking the people and ultimately persecuting and prosecuting Christians and playing into the hands of the Antichrist? How does that mesh together?
Literally, I just mentioned follow the money, you'll find the truth. I can sit down with your bank statement and tell me where your priorities are.
Mm-hmm.
But if I could sit down not just with your bank statement, but with your wallet and know every single dime that left your pocket, every single dollar that left your wallet, every penny you have, where it went, I can tell you everything about you, where your priorities are, if you're a Christian or not, what denomination you are, where you work, where you spend your money. I don't care if it's a bubblegum machine or the car lot or a prostitute. I know everything about you based on where your money goes. And I'll be able to control you if I can shut that money off. That's sure. What it comes down to. I'll know everything. They will know. They already know almost everything about
Speak
you.
To that for just a moment, our few minutes we have left. If we're looking at the digital currency, everything that you buy, sell, trade is tracked. What if you vote for the wrong person? What if you have what they call disinformation and misinformation? Is it possible for the government then, with the new digital currency that's to be introduced in America, July or August, can they shut your bank account off? Will it be something where you can, just as the truckers in Canada, when they traversed what the Trudeau said, they shut the truckers' money off. They cannot buy fuel. They cannot buy food. They cannot pay their bills. How does that play into where we're going? We've got about a minute to go.
Well, we're headed toward a complete – it's a totalitarian system. It's a fascist system. It's when I say totalitarian, let me just make that simple. Every element of your life under complete scrutiny and control by a bureaucrat. How do you like that? And when you find that you can't buy the ammunition for your gun, and they say, well, we can regulate that because it doesn't mention that in the Second Amendment. Now, think about it. That's the kind of ridiculous thing that they've done to society over and over.
So with that being said, playing into the hands of the Antichrist, what does that look like in the real picture with the digital currency, with the artificial intelligence in the hands of the Antichrist, and how should Christians respond?
Well, you will have folks in the early tribulation that will accept Christ. You have 144,000. Those individuals very quickly will be identified by the Antichrist, and they'll be targeted. Matter of fact, everyone that accepts Christ during that tribulation period will be targeted by the Antichrist. He'll intend to starve you out. He'll intend to persecute you. Yeah, he will intend to destroy your life. By the way, folks, all these things, and we've mentioned this before, is they're not intended to scare you, but to prepare you. Now realize, Satan wants to take as many folks with him to hell as he possibly can, and every believer should carry as many Christians with them to heaven as they possibly can. The fields are truly white to the harvest. The laborers are few, and the time is short.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester.